Hello, this is George Takei, and you're listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Oh my.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Renowned sportscaster Dick Pepperfield and his annual Celebrity Golf Pro-Am is one of Iowa's most successful and celebrated charity outings. Mr. Pepperfield and his steward Lena Lumpbottom were kind enough to invite Scott and I to a small enclave 30 miles north of Cedar Rapids, where we were to play for Pepperfield's own charity, the Crooked Eyes Foundation.
All right, shall we get started, gentlemen?
All right, and you got the honors. Go ahead.
You can call me a gentleman.
Lena, tool them up.
Right. Lena, right. I'll have a golf club.
Okay. Do you want one with a fat head or a skinny one?
Gosh. I'm
looking at 175. You got water in front of you here. Just so you know, if you know, most people would
I'd take a low iron.
Yeah, take a low iron.
Give him a three or four, Lena.
Okay.
You're not great with numbers, right? You don't recognize numbers.
No, I'm dyslexic, so numbers look like words to me.
I assumed you were good at golf since you're hosting a golf tournament, Dick.
I'm wonderful at golf. Oh, okay. I don't expect me to know which one of these sticks to use.
No,
but I'm great at
intuitive.
It. When it comes, yeah, that's right. It's intuitive. It's like an art form for me. So hand me, whichever one feels right for you, hand it to me.
Please welcome to the team, Dick Pepperfield.
All right. Don't become impatient, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Addressing the ball.
Shh. Quiet, please.
Thank you. Yes. And Kalamazoo.
Oh,
Wow.
That's a heck of a shot, Mr. Pepperfield.
Right? Did anyone watch?
It's on the green.
It's on the green. Holy macaroni.
Nicely done. So what is the charity we're helping raise money for?
This charity is a group called Crooked Eyes, and it is it's a charity for children that require glasses and have lopsided ears. And it's to give them...
Well, not every pair of glasses is going to fit every kid. Obviously, these kids need special glasses.
So lopsided ears make your eyes look crooked?
No, it's just the glasses are going to sit crooked on the face.
Mm-hmm.
Children who require glasses, but their ears, well, you know, one just higher than the other.
Oh, so they're adjusted for that difference?
You know what, Matt?
No, we're not adjusting.
You could use a pair. Your glasses have been tilted for a while.
Let me have a look.
Tilted. If you look at them really closely.
Yeah. See, look at that.
It always goes this one, goes lower.
Okay, well, you look at this.
Does it qualify?
Absolutely. You're raising money for a charity that you will benefit from, and we'll just raise one of your ears. Which one would you want
to
hire?
So you just buy glasses for
people? No. We don't touch the glasses. That's too expensive.
What do you do?
The glasses are the glasses. We'll raise an ear. We'll raise
surgically.
Or lower an ear surgically.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would consider. All right.
You want to get, let's have a look at your, I would say to lower this one, actually.
This one.
Because they're both, in my opinion, too high.
So lower both of them?
No. I would lower this one. I'm saying let's not go higher.
If you do all the surgeries at one time, it's cheaper. Is that true?
Like, that's right.
I heard you, because I know they did all
Please
the surgeries at the.
Welcome to the team, Matt Washington.
Oh.
Matt, that's you, But anyway, what I was saying is the surgeries, they do them all at the same time at the YMCA, I heard.
They bundle them.
Line them up in the hallway.
Scott, give me a four iron. I think I figured you'd get a little down.
You're going to need more club than that,
Matt.
Just
give me the four iron.
You got bigger eyes than you got muscles, but okay.
Swing hard. I'll hit an easy four.
It's going in the water.
All right. Here we go.
You might need to just put a little more oomph into it. Wait for the wind. I'll signal when the wind's ready.
Motherfucker!
Well, that was just a worm burner right in the water.
Oh, boy. Motherfucker!
All right, relax, man.
It's golf.
Get the lopsided ear children from following me. I'm in a bad mood, Dick.
Oh, all right. Children, keep a safe distance so as not to hear any curse words, everyone, because I don't think I can prevent them.
I want to watch the golf. I want to play.
Well, son, we've got three motherfuckers already, and I don't want it. I don't want you to be exposed to any more than that. Three motherfuckers
is quite enough.
Would you like
me to chase the children away? Was that...
Yes.
Okay.
Use one of the sticks.
Okay. All right. Hey! Hey! You go!
Thank you.
I'm a monster.
All right, Matt, you want to hit Lena. Another one here? Thank you want to? You want to lay it? You want to drop?
I just want to stretch out. I'll drop up on the other side of the hazard.
Do you want me to stretch your arm out? I mean, I wanted to stretch it out earlier. You didn't say. You said you didn't need it.
I don't like going to the range, Scott.
I know, obviously. I don't know why you get so mad at yourself. You never practice. You know, you can't expect to just be
You're
an
right.
expert at
You're
everything.
You're right. I think I'm a good guy. Sorry, Dick.
Well,
sorry,
I mean, where did anybody see where the ball went? I didn't even
it went
see
in the water.
I can go get it. Do you want me to go get it? Yeah. So I'll always go in the water.
You're going to swim out there and get my ball?
Uh-huh.
Well, legally, Matt, if you can hit, if you can get it out of the water, if she has some kind of way to do it.
Oh yeah, I can dive to the bottom of the water. We've
done
this before.
Don't touch the ball though until if he touches it, it's a one stroke penalty. So
I'll just take the penalty. But if you're going to get my ball, I'll take the ball.
Yeah, I can. It's a Titleist
three.
And you can. Okay.
That's really
and
just like a value
two
of
blue
like a,
dots on it.
That's just a value of like a dollar. I don't think if you're not.
It's the value of the integrity of the game. That's what we always say.
Okay.
There's a lot of chemicals in these lakes, by the way. These golf course lakes have a lot of heavy pesticides and
grass clippings,
fertilizer, grass clippings.
Yeah. How many toes do you think I have?
I don't
Ooh,
know.
That's a good game.
It's a fun game.
I'll give you a riddle. It's
total
double,
or just on
total,
each?
Yeah. Total
well,
toes.
Dick's tournament. You guys.
Total toes. I'm going to guess 10. Are there 10 toes?
Well, that's an interesting answer
considering
I asked you to
11
guess.
Toes.
Okay.
I'll say 11.
All right.
I'm going to go with 6.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
we've run the gamut.
Actually, Price is Right rules. Dick, you won because I have a 10 and a half.
Oh.
I grew a half toe. After diving in this lake, just a little half toe.
So you don't round up and go to 11?
Well, no, Price is Right
fair.
Rules,
she
you,
goes
can't,
pro,
yeah. you can't go too
you
high.
You can't go too high.
Right.
Yeah. So, wow. Does it
congrats.
Give you any extra buoyancy in the water or anything?
No, it doesn't, but fish like to bite it. I don't know why.
That's why you brought
More
it up, because the fish
toes.
Bite them.
She's got a bait toe.
Yep, right. I got a little bait toe.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I've heard of those.
A bait
it's a
toe.
It's a bait toe.
All right, watch out. Full head of steam. Whoa.
Wow.
I mean, she just cannonballed right in there, Matt.
Yeah.
Wow, she's fierce.
She'll be fine. You know, denim is very quick drying. I think everyone knows that.
Yeah. I would disagree with that.
No, I think she'll be drying as soon as she steps in the sun, basically.
Hey, Dick, I read that your father was Gary Disney, or your mother was a Disney. Is that correct?
Yeah, my mother is one of the Disneys. That's
so
right.
So Roy's granddaughter or something? What is the connection there?
Elias Disney. I had a sister.
Scott, help her out of the lake, would you?
I was going to say, she's been gone for a while.
Like
she pearl diver. She didn't have any... oxygen or anything with her. She's
she didn't
under.
Tell you about it. She's got, she's
I
got...
I mean, the toes don't help her.
A third lung.
Mm. Yeah. I would think she would bring that up before she brought up the toes, if she's going to go under this three lungs.
Yeah.
Is this one of the kids that... Is this some... Did she go through one of the surgeries that you did at the YMCA?
I'm sorry. Well, what's the matter?
The lopsided children are following me. The lopsided ear children.
Matt, just relax.
For some reason, they're getting under my craw. I don't...
Children.
I'm sorry. I'm not. That sounds very judgmental. I'm
children,
sorry.
leave Mr. Walsh alone.
Thank you, kids.
It doesn't like. Julie Louise Dreyfus?
I don't know Julie. I mean, yes, I do, but I'm not sure why you're.
Does
asking.
Anyone really know Julie Louise Dreyfus?
Yes, sure.
Matt
her family,
does.
Certainly. Yeah.
Come here.
No, really, no.
Here, this is Matt. Yeah, he'll sign your. Here, Matt, take off your glove and sign it for this guy. Name's Chad.
Chad, here you go.
But in answer to your question, yes, one of our doctors, one of the ear doctors, did give Lena a third lung. He threw it in complimentary.
Okay.
Wow. There she is.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep, I found your ball, and I found $19 in quarters.
Wow.
You're quite a swimmer.
I guess that's her tip,
you.
Right,
yeah.
Dick?
I think I should probably take
I'll give
that
it,
money.
No, of course. I'll, be, it's all,
you
it's
have
all
two
yours.
Crayfish in your hair.
Yeah. Oh, good. It's a
that.
Couple of buddies.
Those are nasty.
Yeah, well.
But I guess, Dick, my question about the Disney relation is,
yes.
Was there any, to be crass, money or wealth inherited because you... At times have struggled in your career and...
Yes, I certainly have. Yes, indeed. And
I'm not characterizing your career as a struggle either.
What do you mean by that? My career has always been a struggle.
Okay.
Every
okay.
day my career has been a struggle.
You've had some success, though, to be fair. Yeah, I mean,
listen, I don't know anything about sports. I don't know any athletes. I don't know the rules of any games. And that has been an obstacle to calling games of any sport. It's an obstacle. Yeah, specifically.
But you've covered the Olympics and things. Hasn't anything settled in?
No, I have no ability to retain the information that I learned specifically about sports. So, you know, things have to be written out for me, and then I can say anything. Yeah, no, I never got a hold of any of that Disney money at all, because it's a long story, but it was an aunt of Walt's who just berated him nonstop about the cartoons and was very abusive. And I am a descendant of that aunt, and Walt just cut that entire branch off the family tree. Doesn't want anything to do with us.
I know, but good, you know. Who needs it, really? I mean, that's a lot of paperwork if you're going to try and get
that
money.
Did you ever meet him when you were a kid? Like, did you go to Uncle Walt or Grandpa Walt?
I one time met Uncle Walt. And
at the studio, or where were you guys?
At the Burbank studio out there, the animation studio. It was very exciting. My aunt wanted to have a word with him about Pinocchio. She said she had some notes. See, this was right before his death. And he came down to the lobby, and he said, "You've got 2 minutes," because I guess he'd had it from her. She laced into him about that film, just went out of
heart. It's a classic film. It's one of the most beautiful films. It's always on the top 100 list as one of the greatest films of all time.
I guess so. And I was just excited to meet the man. I mean, I was just a young fella. There was no time for introductions or photographs or anything. She just launched right in. And then she followed him for a while and started getting into him about the theme parks and
trash.
Well,
those lines, yeah.
Sounds like it went over 2 minutes.
Oh, it went well over 2 minutes. He was more than patient. And in the end, it ended up being, it turned into a real brawl in the parking lot with security forces and whatnot. And I've never been back.
But I heard somewhere that you do own one of the first Mickey Mouse films, though. Some of the celluloid.
Every Christmas we show it.
Oh, yeah?
I put it up on the projection screen every Christmas. It's
you could get sued if Disney know you.
Yeah,
if
anybody at the Disney organization. The very first one is very valuable.
It came right before Steamboat Willie. He became very drunk over the course of the cartoon. And it became.
It was like a little mouse.
Is that why it never came out?
It never came out. Yeah, it was. Minnie broke up with him right at the start.
Oh.
And then it was him in a bar. Getting real, real drunk.
Uh-huh.
And real
angry.
Just
the little other little mouse bartenders serving them up.
Yeah.
This seems like the animators were having fun with this one.
Oh, buddy, it's not fun. It's a rough ride. Because I'll tell you, he's an angry drunk. And that's something people don't know about Mickey Mouse now. Because they never again, since that cartoon, ever had Mickey drink. But in this one, he gets real hammered and...
Lena, your nose is bleeding. Like, you have a trail of blood coming out of your nose.
Oh, yeah. That's
not good...
That means we're on the second hole. Is that true?
Yeah,
my nose starts bleeding on the.
Here's a handkerchief.
I'd rather leave it. Thank you.
It's altitude.
I insist.
You may not have noticed we were going steadily up to the second hole.
Oh yeah, this golf course is on a mountain. Yeah.
In Iowa?
Yeah, we built one.
Mount Trashmore, they call it. It's all the garbage in the state.
It's an old garbage dump?
It's like the opposite of a landfill. Instead of putting it underground, you build it up. Yeah.
You build a pile of garbage and put grass on top.
So it's brilliant, really. My house is on a Trashmore.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they built a nice little community of a bunch of different homes, little small homes, you know, because I'm a single mom. I just have a couple of kids. Hey, thank you.
Good for you. You're making it go.
Yeah.
And nice of you, Dick, to help the community with your tournament. Like, Lena's a nice lady and you're...
She's a very nice lady and she lives on top of a giant pile of trash.
Can I ask a question? Like, a lot of these kids who are no longer following me, have a lot of them grown up on the trash hill?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them have, yeah. We call them the Trash Hill Kids.
Yeah.
And
because there's a whole subdivision up here and a little school and everything. Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
The houses themselves are crooked. So a lot of the times the parents don't realize that the ear problem for a long time because the houses themselves are quite a bit crooked because the garbage is settling.
Yeah, it's like we're living in a Picasso. It's beautiful, really.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
After a successful day of golfing, we followed Dick and Lena back to Trash Mountain Masonic Lodge for a customary post-game banquet awards ceremony. During this time, Dick and Lena expounded on the rich industrial history of Trash Mountain, as well as its distant connection to the expansive Disney organization.
Scotty, who do you think got longest drive?
Well, I picked that driver for you on the 14th, and I think that you might win.
Now, the longest drive, I'm very happy to announce that this This has been won this time by someone who grew up right here on the trash hill. Ladies and gentlemen, longest drive, Lefty Portnamis! Lefty Portnamis for the longest drive!
I'm actually glad that trophy looks like it's made out of trash. Like, it looks like it's like welded together.
It's glued together
found
trash.
Objects.
Go ahead and put the trophy in his left hand for him there, would you, Lena?
Oh, I would love to. Okay, one. I gotta pry it right open because it's in a permafist.
Yep, that's right. Okay. But the right
Come
hand
on,
is
lefty.
Much, much worse. All right, and then we're also going to give out the award for closest to the pin. Oh. Closest to the pin.
This I don't is think I won this. That's a decent looking chair.
You got to work on your iron game. You weren't even close, really.
You're right.
A big one every year. Also, a fellow from right here on Trash Hill. Let's hear it for Blinky Davidson. Blinky Davidson, great job. Lena.
Over there, sir. Over there.
Yeah, Blinky.
Sir. Helping Scott. Help
Blinky?
Yeah,
you'd
help
think he'd
up.
Be able to see because hey, he's Blink, got Blinky. So many eyes.
Right here. Let me. I'll hold your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Very good.
Here
careful.
You go,
yeah, you can wash that slime off later. It won't stain your
skin. I don't
want to
be rude, but
well,
I probably will.
It's not rude. Yeah. It's self-protective.
He's fine. He's fine. Blinky. Yeah, Blinky's doing fine.
Little Blinky. Little slime. Congrats, Blinky.
Yeah. Good for you, fella. Closest to the pin.
I'm holding. So I have some of his skin. Like a little bit of his skin came
just
up.
Let it go.
All right, Scott, but like a piece of his finger.
That's really
hand.
Gross.
Look at that.
That's really
that's
gross. Yeah,
crazy.
That is like sloughed off human flesh.
Yeah.
Please enjoy your meals, everyone. All of the produce was grown right here on the trash hill, and the meat is from animals that have grazed here their entire lives. And so, good luck, everyone.
All right,
Dick, come on over here.
All righty. How are you guys doing over here?
So you did okay on the money raising?
Here, have a beer, Dick.
Oh,
you
thank
go.
You. I will have a beer. How did we do? Did we? Because I'll be perfectly honest with you. We do this every year, and there's quite a few years we don't make a dime.
Yeah. No. I'll look. Let me look. I have the cash box right in front of me. Oh. Okay. Well, we made the 19 quarters.
Yeah.
19.
$19
in quarters. $19 in quarters. A dozen teeth.
Well, where'd the teeth come from?
I can only imagine they either came from.
Well, Blinky's
Greg
mom was asking for
Blink, yeah.
The lake.
Yeah. People threw a dozen teeth.
There's a very lively barter system here on the hill, and some folks will pay in whatever they've got handy, and sometimes that's teeth.
Yeah. Oh, somebody drew $100 on a banana peel.
What about $100 on a banana peel?
Somebody drew $100 on a banana peel.
Let me have a look.
That's probably a check. I guess it's legal.
That is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
There's Ben Franklin. Look at the head of Ben Franklin drawn on this banana peel.
It's photorealistic, I would say.
This is actually has a vibe like Burning Man, this town, a little bit. The makeshift economy.
That makes sense because many parts of our town spontaneously burst into flame. So it's,
really?
Yeah.
Not well, Burning Man is not known for spontaneously bursting. They build something to burn, and they do it on purpose, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not. That's. No, that I'm not familiar, but that's that, no, that doesn't happen here. Here, you're more like walking to the post office, and then you hear a bumbling and a little bit of a tail of flame shoots out of the ground if it's in a certain.
Oh, like live methane place. Or something?
Yeah,
like
gas
exactly.
And methane. Yeah, that's natural. That happens to garbage.
Got a science fan in the house.
Natural.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Are you like a landlord? Like, do you own half this mountain?
I own all of the mountains.
So you own Trash Mountain?
Yes, I am. And I have been named for the third year in a row King of Trash Mountain.
Yeah, he's the king.
And okay.
It is an annual naming ceremony.
I was going to ask him what the crown was.
So you're running a commune or something? You're a tenant here, Lena? Or you company store?
I prefer the term subject, but
subject?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a tenant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No idea. So you built a golf course with...
Yeah.
Trash.
I built it. Listen, I was inspired by Walt Disney, who, as you know, is a relative of mine. And, you know, originally Epcot Center was an experimental, prototypical community of tomorrow. That's what it stood for, you understand? Mm-hmm. He didn't mean it to be a goof around fun time.
No, it wasn't supposed to be fun
at
all. You were supposed to have a serious
time. So it became fun later.
Yeah.
After he died, and they said, what are we going to do with this Epcot? Because Walt had a whole plan. It was going to be a city, and it was going to be sustainable, and it was going to be nobody could leave.
And he was going to father several children there.
Well, listen, I mean, now you're getting deep into the back plans, but yes. And the folks, you know, who were carrying on his legacy after he died said, well, let's turn it into a fun theme park and whatnot, and people can visit it. A perversion of what Walt wanted. Walt wanted a community that he could run and be in charge of.
Beyond the tournament, are there events like Disney has Main Street and they have shows and things like that? Which way are you heading with this futuristic world?
Yeah, are there rides or anything
trash,
like that?
This trash world you're building?
Yeah. Well, we're not. No, it's not a theme park. We're not out to have fun and, you know, don't come here as a goddamn tourist. And,
no.
You know, but it's a community.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It's a prototypical community of tomorrow.
And how closely are you following the legacy of the Disney legacy? You're not fathering any kids on purpose to, like, I don't know, procreate or anything like that?
That's a very interesting question,
you're,
Scott.
You're wading into a lot of controversy.
Yes.
There,
uh-huh. Yes.
My friend. And, yes, you know, let me just say, you know, I was born with severely crooked ears. And
A lot of these kids have that same
they
thing.
They do. They do. They do.
We like to say every child on Trash Mountain is Dick's child. That's what we like to say. I'm not saying it's true, but it's fun to say.
So this is really a fundraiser just to fix your kid's appearance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or not my, well, the children of Trash Hill. Let's just call them that.
Yeah.
The children of Trash Hill.
But you're a company town. Like, you have you have a financial stake in this succeeding.
Sure I do, absolutely. And it is not. It is, I mean, it was just bleeding money.
Yeah, it costs a lot of, it just a lot of upkeep. It costs a lot of money to make a home out of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here.
Seems like most of the money's gone into the golf course. You know, this is a beautiful golf course
Thank
you
have.
You,
yes.
And then some of the houses are seem to be, you know, sloping.
Yeah, but it keeps you on your toes. You know, I like it. I'll put a glass of water down. It'll roll right to my bathroom. And then I get my steps in because I got to get my glass of water.
So, Lena, do you pay for things in company script, like Pepperfield dollars or something? Like,
oh,
how deep
yeah.
does this organization go?
Well, I'm paid in...
Dick bucks.
Dick bucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which are, yeah, just little gum wrappers that each
So does it
have
spurn
a
you when someone
insignia?
Draws a
yeah.
Benjamin on a banana peel?
As I say, we've got a barter system here, yeah. and the value of any given thing is up to community.
Yeah, and
this
you
is like a Mad Max world, sort of. Like, I don't understand how this place
this
works.
More peaceful
well,
than
I
that.
Don't under, I mean, you know, it's just works
Did you
just
go to
like,
school? Well, you grew up on Trash Hill. Did
yes,
you go to school?
I grew up, yes.
And
well,
you're answering honestly. Like,
yes.
you got an education on Trash Hill.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In a public school.
Yes. And I went to Trash Hill Elementary,
yep.
Trash Hill Middle, and then I did what all adults in Trash Hill do, be a dump person.
Okay.
So instead of university, it's like how everybody in Israel goes into the Israeli army. Everybody on Trash Mountain becomes a dump person for at least 4 years just to see
so
how
that's
it's
your
like.
College.
It's like
your college years are spent
We don't have a high school.
Working the
There's
mind.
No high school. It ends
no.
at middle.
It's like a conscription,
no
really. You have to do the 4 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
and
you have
you
to do the 4 years or
that?
Leave. You can leave Trash Mountain whenever you want.
You can.
Yes.
Is that
of
true?
Of course, yeah.
You are
if you
free
can just
to leave
hop high enough
subject to
get over the fence.
You know, royal approval.
Yeah. Just like any town.
Yeah, just like any town.
You can't. I mean, could you leave Detroit without talking to the king first?
Great question.
We don't have a king. There's no king in Detroit.
Oh.
I mean, I don't
well,
there isn't.
Oh. Well, where did you go to school?
Yeah, exactly.
Dump school for sure.
I didn't go to Trash Hill school.
No.
Have you ever tried to? I'm sorry, but have
sure.
you ever tried to leave?
Yes. Once I tried to leave.
It's like Hunger Games.
I spent two terrifying weeks right outside of Atlanta, and I chose to come back.
Oh, the suburbs there are rough.
Yeah, yeah.
Dunwoody?
Yeah.
They're just kind of monotonous more
yeah.
than anything.
Yeah.
She had a bit of a rum springer.
I did,
yep.
yeah.
Out there.
I went to a Marshalls. I went to a TJ Maxx.
Wow.
I went to a Ross.
I was going
to
say, you have all that, this great
That's where I got all my statement
denim,
necklaces.
All the denim
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
yeah, I got denim.
I guess no my question. Question is, for 4 years, like, what are you doing on Trash Hill? Like, are you scavenging for, like, buried cell phones and rare metals with a metal detector? Like, what kind of work?
Are you training for some kind of fighting?
Are you burrowing in to, like, store radiation? Like, what happens? Mm-hmm.
Are
like,
you
what's
trying to raise the price of the real estate around here? And then, like,
are you training them to be skywriters?
Yeah.
These are all fantastic ideas.
It's a very
I mean,
good idea.
I'm
going
to write all these down.
Oh,
because,
I will.
yeah, please. To tell yeah. you the truth, we're mostly just, you know, I mean, every night there's a big fight.
Yes.
You know, and then, of course, there's a bonfire.
Jerks.
Of course.
Like fisticuffs.
Well, yeah, there's just a town-wide fight, and we do that most every night.
Who
yeah.
started?
So, multiple people just brawling?
No, yeah, it's kids against grown-ups.
Yeah, it's a kids against
Makes
grown-ups.
Makes the kids tough, I would
yeah.
say.
Town-wide fight. And that, you know, that's every night.
Yeah.
And then we've got a bonfire, you know. And then we put on plays?
No, yeah, and then we put, because no community is a strong community
does
without art.
Does the fight
art.
Have to happen every day?
The fight happens every night.
Every night.
Yeah, pretty much as soon as the sun goes down, somebody will let out a wolf howl, and everybody will just spill out into the street. And it'll be...
And adults will be throwing their fists at children.
Sometimes the grown-ups start it, sometimes the kids start it. I don't know.
And it's a test of the kids' strengths and the grown-ups' compassion. It's really
like quite... bludgeoning lopsided to your children. Like, it seems cruel.
They're fast.
Get your hands on them. That's right.
Only if you can catch them. Only if you can catch them.
And I call it. You know, I just get on the booth.
Yeah, of course
I get on the
you're
mic,
the king.
The townwide PA system, and I just kind of, I call the events as I see them.
I tell you what, the kids almost always win, I have to say.
For real?
Yeah.
Following our conversation at the banquet hall, Dick invited us back to the Pepperfield Manor at the top of Trash Mountain for a personal tour of his estate, as well as his collection of rare and lost Disney artifacts.
Is that something?
That's great.
Is that Pluto?
Yep. Yep.
Pluto,
wow.
Goofy.
Yeah.
Minnie.
Wow. They're fighting.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
well, that's like realistic fighting.
It's very realistic. And here, this one ends with Goofy just blows his brains out. No one has ever seen this outside of me and Lena.
Yeah.
Look
Ooh.
At that.
He really
and
did
it's,
it.
And it's graphic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, the brain splatter is awful.
It
that's
is.
Like realistic.
Oh, wait till they, wait, this is the, my favorite part where they find the body.
Yep.
All
the rest
so,
of the gang finds the body.
Daisy Duck.
And you said earlier you play this every Christmas.
I play, every Christmas. And this, I mean, this one, you know, they studied brain splatter. Disney, they spent a month on it.
Like, you guys in the back room were shooting guns through cadaver brains?
Back in the 20s, yeah, exactly.
Oh, not you,
I didn't map out the splatter.
In his garage there on the corner of St. George and Lyric.
Yeah.
Was, they slaughtered
Hyperion.
Right over there.
Yeah.
All the,
that's horrible.
Lots of animals had their brains blown out in that.
Well, how many animals' brains do you need to do? I mean, splatter, you just do splatter one of them, right?
Walt was a perfectionist, and it shows in the work.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have aspirations of being a cartoonist or, like, in any way?
Funny you should say that. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what stage the project is at, Lena, or whether we should even talk
still
about
in,
it.
I am. Hand drawing Dick's first cartoon.
Oh wow!
He's training me as a cartoonist.
Yep. I guess a lot of the people here are being trained to do the cells for you.
Yep. Well, okay. Here's the deal. Walt Disney made the first sound animation. He made the first color animation and the first feature length animation. And I want to be an innovator as well. Sure. And so we are making the longest animated film ever.
Time.
That's innovative.
And a half weeks long.
Yep.
When
it is completed, it will be 2.5 weeks long.
Yeah. And we're once it is completed, the gates to Trash Mountain will be open.
Oh, that's
for people
released.
To come in or for people to get out?
Both.
There's a right lane and a left lane. Coming in and going out.
I think a lot of people will want to come in to see the longest animated film.
And then the people who made the film would want to leave.
This is why they're working. Yes, there will be an opportunity to leave Trash Mountain once the film is complete.
Yeah, if anybody
and that is
wants.
A promise that I have made, and if everyone behaves, I see no reason to rescind that promise.
That feels like it takes 100 million man hours. Like, I can't imagine making something 2.5 weeks long.
Well, Lena is in charge of the project.
Yeah. I'm really cracking the whip. It's 100 million man hours or 200 million child hours. Because I'll tell you what, they go slower.
It started to make sense why Blinky's skin was coming off his hand.
Just from animating all day?
I don't know. Like, it must
maybe
acetone?
It's
like a giant blister of a finger.
We're using acetone, yes. We're using a lot of lead-based paints down there. And... We're experimenting with mercury, a lot of quicksilver-based inks and whatnot.
Yeah. Can you find some of this stuff on the hill?
Sure.
That's what the trash divers do.
We've got
do.
A mercury well.
Oh, trash? You have trash divers.
We have trash divers their job is to... we have a mercury well.
It sounds like somebody buried a mercury tanker in the middle of a garbage dump and you just tapped into it.
I suppose. I know is that when the bucket comes up, it's full of mercury.
You gotta go and see it in the nighttime. Boy, does
beautiful.
It shine
we're handling,
like
that's a very poisonous compound, mercury or whatever.
Sure, I mean, but it's just like we say here on Trash Mountain, the world is full of poisons. You just have to pick the ones you want to touch.
Hear, hear.
You're here.
Yeah. I mean, every job
no
has its downside.
No one says that except for Trash Mountain people.
Well, I've got a carved right here above the kitchen door. See that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This
it
is a beautiful kitchen, I must say. Like, thank that's a Viking much. Stove and a granite countertop. Really yeah. lovely. You like to cook, I can tell.
Oh, don't you, Lena? Oh, Lena does all the cooking.
Oh, Lena
yeah. cooks for you.
Yeah, well, I'm a caddy. You know, a caddy's job is you find the balls, you cook the meals, and you arrange for a 2.5-week-long animated film to be
that
produced.
Seems above.
You're caddying yeah. everything.
Yeah. I exclusively eat steak and potatoes. That's the entire meal.
Yeah. And you abstain mostly from drinking liquids.
I will have a glass of water a day.
Yeah. Well, that's convenient because it's yep. not much water up here.
Not a lot of water.
No, not a lot of water.
How is the tap yeah. water? I've been drinking bottled water this whole time. How is the tap
it's
water
good.
On Trash Hill? Is it?
Yeah, it tastes a little bit like corn.
Mm-hmm. Corn.
Yeah, I filled yeah, those bottles with water. Oh. Those are just old plastic bottles from like my car. I gave you water.
You filled those with tap water?
Yeah.
Well, they won't stay in the bottle more than a couple of days.
Yeah, your hands get about to get wet.
What happens?
Is this like the
yeah.
equivalent of the airplane sink water? Like, is it drinkable?
Oh, it's no. I mean, it's not like the airplane sink water.
Can drink
that stuff.
It,
you can drink in
yeah.
a pinch, and this
yeah.
too. But
you can drink in a
it
pinch.
Won't stay, and it's not going to stay. Plastic can't hold it. Is all I'm saying for more than a couple of days. Yep. Well, this is my home, and it's, as you can see, it's tremendously huge. And this wing here is full of all sorts of Disney memorabilia.
Oh.
You know, the animators in the old days, Walt's animators used to amuse themselves and one another with pornographic drawings of the famous Disney characters.
So you did get something from being a Disney. Like, I've never seen some of these cells. That looks like a player piano or something.
Yep.
This looks like this is pretty phallic.
Yeah. A lot of it is, yeah. Yeah. This was stuff that I used to root around in the garbage at the Burbank studio as a child, you know, hoping to catch a glimpse of Walt.
So, you know, once a trash king, always a trash king. You were a trash king since a child, really. Do you
is this
know?
Like a
yeah.
freezer? What is this?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's Walt's head.
Come on, they didn't freeze him.
In this freezer?
Huh?
It's like a safe that's cold, Matt.
It's funny. Some people believe that Walt was cryogenically frozen to come back, and it's fascinating that people think that. The reality is it was just his head, and he was brought to the crematorium. They were going to cremate him,
mm-hmm.
and some guy that worked there took his head as a souvenir, and it kind of put it on ice.
Uh-huh.
Just a guy that worked in the crematorium.
Ice. Just ice.
Just put
just
it in an ice chest.
Like a hunk of steak, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it got sold around, you know. It was, you know, a lot of people had it over
Never
the years.
Never heard this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I got my hands on it, and here it
okay.
is. This is old Walt's brain.
Did you get it on, like, the dark web, or did you get it through family connections? Like, can I ask you that?
I mean, what a coincidence it would end up with the family.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
like
nice.
You're a blood relative to that man.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. No, I had to, I had to fight a German monarch to the death for this head. And this fellow was, he was a baron.
And he had it in his possession?
Yes.
Yeah. And the deal was, you can kill me, but if I win, I get my uncle's head or whatever?
No, he had it.
Right.
And we just had a fight to the death. He was the baron of Upper and Lower Lausitz, mm-hmm. I seem to recall. He chose the swords, and in my opinion, he gave me the better sword.
But I was there. He took me with him because
she was my second.
Sure.
Yeah, and just at the very, very end, I snuck up behind him and I, you know, just hit that lights out button. You know, that I just mm-hmm. strangled him.
We didn't come there to play fair.
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say that seems like cheating that someone just comes up.
Oh, it wasn't fair.
Oh. You were like hiding in the curtains and then just came out and choked him out.
I'm a very good hider.
Mm-hmm.
That is dirty pool.
If you know well.
Yeah, gosh, I don't remember what was going to happen if he defeated me. What he was?
Yeah, that was
get.
My question.
Right, if he defeated, because he had the head.
Like, what's in it for
I
him?
I think he gets to kill you. Is the only thing I could think of.
I think that might have been it for him. It was just the joy of killing.
Just the joy. Well, yeah, he did. He loved to kill.
He was very excited about it.
And you actually said he could kill both of us, which I didn't necessarily.
Oh, that was it.
Yes,
I did tell him that.
So
I said,
he got the benefit of a double kill.
Well, there's two heads in here. Are one of these one of his blood relatives?
Oh, he threw in another head, and I've never known who it is.
Oh, okay.
I know. I always try to figure it out. Maybe you guys can can figure it out. Does
like a famous person, I don't know, is it Napoleon or somebody? I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
I can't. It's a frozen head. I mean, it literally. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What's the difference between cryogenically frozen and just regular frozen?
Ooh, cryogenically frozen versus regular frozen. I think in cryogenics, the thought is you're going to be thawed out and brought back to life at some point.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
And regular frozen, it's more like, oh, this is just a trophy to keep.
Yeah.
You know, okay. if you would thaw
so
this out.
So you couldn't reanimate these heads.
The science does not currently exist to reanimate the heads. As soon as we're done with the 2.5-week-long cartoon, we're going to get to work on that.
But the people are allowed to leave?
We got a full roster.
Before that.
Yeah, there will be an opportunity. Well, listen, I mean, that's what we're saying.
But we're hoping to get an influx of some STEM folks once we open the gates. You know, we'll have some people who have...
STEM cell folks?
Yeah, some science-trained people.
Oh, okay.
People in the STEM fields.
Got it.
And they'll get to work on this.
Got it. I was assuming you guys were working with illegal stem cells trying to reanimate Walt's head.
Not yet.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're
can I talk to you for a second?
Get out of here, Scott.
Can I?
I feel weird. What?
Lena,
can I talk to Lena for a second?
You guys are going to talk privately to Lena?
Real quick, I'm going to go over. This is Daisy Duck fucking Pluto. I've never seen that.
Come over here by Daisy Duck fucking Pluto.
Thank you.
All right, there's something else. I want to get something out of the library to show you guys. I'll be right back.
What's up, Scotty? Lena.
Are you okay?
I was just wondering, when you guys leave, could I come with you?
Yeah.
Can you sneak me out of here?
I don't think we have to sneak you out.
You have to sneak me out. Well,
it's a free country. You should be able to leave.
It's a free country, but we're not in the country. We're in Trash Hill.
Okay, we'll take you out. Hey,
I'm feeling like I'm in danger. I mean,
no,
I don't want to.
Not at all. We're not.
Are you like in a relationship with him?
Well, I mean, what is a relationship really? What do you mean? Let's hash this out on the outside.
Okay, yeah. We'll just get out and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We just need to book.
Yeah, you just need to disguise
Dick.
Me.
Yeah!
Hey, Scotty and I wanted to show Lena this car that we have.
I've never seen a car where the wheels aren't made of rotten cheese, and I want to know.
Your 2.5-week cartoon.
Sure, you're going to do some car research?
Yeah.
Putting a car in the cartoon?
Maybe we'll hit a cow's head with it, you know, see the brain splatter or whatever.
Well, listen, whatever it takes for you to research so we can get this film made, I'm fine with that.
Well, that's terrific.
What did you grab from the closet? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah, this is a
painting. Hey, man, I'm getting in. I don't know. You want to get in?
Yeah, I just want to see what Dick got.
Well, let's just get in and then we can look through the window.
Okay, I'll roll down the window. Come on, Lena.
Don't roll down the window. Leave the window up and get in the car.
I just want to see what Dick.
I know. Look through the window, Matt. That's what I'm saying.
I just want to say goodbye to him so he's not suspicious.
Oh, okay.
It's just a nude self-portrait. I wanted you to get a good look at it.
Oh,
see that?
You drew it.
That's actually a really nice body.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Come with us, Lena.
Okay.
You guys can have this. You guys want it?
Sure. Scott would love that.
No, don't take it.
Why?
If you take something from him, he'll track you down forever to get it back.
Well, I'll just put it in the trunk.
All right. Enjoy. It's about right. It's about right.
Thank you, Dick.
Let's go.
After our interview, Lena was excommunicated from the community of Trash Mountain and now resides in Palmdale, California, where she works part-time as a HVAC installation and repair technician. Dick Pepperfield was unavailable for comment. But representatives for the Crooked Eyes Foundation informed us they had received an astonishing $175,000 in donations at this year's Pepperfield Celebrity Golf Pro-Am. Thanks for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Special thanks to this week's guests, Andy Daly and Madeline Walter. Big thanks to our producer, Cody Ziegler. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. And if you like what you hear, leave us a like or a review on iTunes. Check out Dice on Showtime. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.